like to just share an idea which came to mind today as we're thinking about what the Avodah is going to be throughout the rest of Pesach. Pesach is very different than Sukkot in this way, in that when the first days of Yom Tov of Sukkot are over, so we carry the Avodah with us, meaning that essentially we're not doing anything different on Chol HaMoed than we were doing on the first 2 days of Yom Tov. We still have our lulav, we have our arba minim, we have the sukkah. There's no Eser Malacha, of course, but we know what the Avodah is on Sukkot. Pesach, Leil HaSeder is so rich and so filled with multiple mitzvahs. And those mitzvahs don't carry throughout the entire Yom Tov. And we spend, Baruch Hashem, so much time preparing for Leil HaSeder, so much time and effort. And then when the Bedikas Chametz is gone, and that the Leil HaSeder is behind us, perhaps you'll share the sentiment with me, that when it comes Chol HaMoed, we find ourselves saying, now what? What becomes the rest of Yom Tov for us on Yom Tov of Pesach, that we should feel like that this is the Avodah, that it's a manishtana, this day is different than other days of the year. So, just like to focus on one part of the Seder, which I think can carry over for us. When we come to the end of the Seder, and we've done the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, we've eaten the Matz and the Marah. So we come to Hallel. And we know already, in these days of Chol HaMoed, that the Hallel which we say on Chol HaMoed is a Chatzi Hallel on Pesach. Only the night of the Seder and the first 2 days of Yom Tov and Chutz La'aretz do we have a Hallel Shalem. And the question is asked, why is it that on Sukkot there's a full halal throughout Yom Tov, whereas by Pesach, so the first day gets a full halal, but the rest of the days have a chatzi halal? So perhaps we can have an understanding of this from what takes place on the night of the Seder. On the night of the Seder, we eat matzah, and then we eat mar, and then we eat karech. And the Indian of Karech is that Hillel took, in the times of the Mikdash, matzah and marer, and he sandwiched them and he ate them together. And what the Svarim HaKadoshim bring out, what this represents, is an Indian in Hashkafa and in Emuna.
Alright.
Matzah represents something very different than marer. Matzah is the icon, is the symbol of Geula. Maror, of course, represents the Shibud in Mitzrayim. So the bread of Geula, which is Matzah, and the Maichal, and the food of Shibud, which is the Maror, we can understand very well why we should give thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for our Geulas, and for our successes, and for things when they go right. But the Maror seemingly doesn't deserve any thanks or any halal. Yet, on this night, on the night of Emuna, Hillel takes the matzah and the mar and he eats them together. And only once we eat that matzah and the mar together is it the time that on the list of the Simanei HaSeder that will say matzah, maror, korech, shulchan arech, tzafan barech halal. That the halal which we sing on the night of the Seder only follows the achil of korech. Because the halal which we say at the night of the Seder is that the Seder is supposed to lift us up to a place where we have such a deep emunah. Not only in the emunah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim, but also in the emunah that the challenges and the struggles and the difficulties, they also come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not only do they come from Him, but they deserve a halal as well. And perhaps the difference between Chatzi Halal and Halal Shalem is that Halal Shalem means a full Halal, because I'm not only giving thanks and giving Halal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the things which I think go right, but even the struggles and the challenges and the difficulties, I give Halal for that too. When I can do that, that's a complete Halal. However, the rest of the days of Pesach is only a Chatzi Halal. And the difference is that on the night of the Seder, we eat the Halal and the Mara together. And that's part of the Seder Halayla. Whereas the rest of Yontiv, not only is there not a chiv to eat halal and mara together, but there's not even a chiv to eat matzah at all. The mere eating of matzah is only a rishos. And for that reason, if we're not in that place that we can accept and we'll be willing to swallow the fact that the matzahs and the maras in our lives, that we accept them and we embrace them, then that's only called a Chatzi Halal. That's a Chatzi Halal. As David HaMelech says, "In b'chesed ashira v'in b'mishpat ashira," it doesn't matter what you throw me, whether it's a slow ball or a fastball or a curveball or a slider, whatever the pitch is in life that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is throwing my way, David HaMelech said, I accept it and I sing shira on that. And Chazal tell us in the Medrash, in the Psikta, that although we know that Iyov suffered a very bitter life, there was nobody in history who suffered as much as David HaMelech. Yet it's David HaMelech, out of everyone, who has gifted us with Tehillim, with Halel, with Shiras, with Tishbachos Lashem. Well, we have to ask ourselves, what is it that we're walking away with from the night of the Seder, when so much of the mitzvahs which we did, we're leaving behind and we're entering into this world called Chol HaMoed? And it's a little bit of an unknown. What now is defining the Yontif? The two things which we have left from the night of the Seder is the matzah and the halal. We still say halal every morning in Shacharis, and we still have matzah every day. And although, as we said before, it's not an obligation to eat matzah, but it's a rishus. But the fact that the Torah is telling us that matzah is a rishus, that it's giving us that Pesach in that window, the Ribbono Shel Olam is encouraging us, and he's saying to us, I want you to eat matzah. And the whole Yontiv, although we call it Pesach, the Torah calls it Chag HaMatzos, and Hashem says, it's Chag HaMatzos Tishmor. I want you to safeguard matzah the entire Yontiv. And it's unfortunate that after the Seder goes away, for many people, the matzah also disappears. And there are so many delicious things nowadays which we can eat, which it's almost like the line which divides matzah, Pesach, and the rest of the year is so fine. And it's so thin that many of us feel that we eat as well on Pesach as we do the rest of the year, not to say chas v'shalom that we shouldn't. But there's an Indian called as Chag HaMatzos Tishmor, that the achila of matzah and the inyan of matzah should be so chaviv to us. And the memories of the Seder and what defines the Seder should be still so connected with us, that we should attach ourselves to these mitzvahs, which are special chavivas during these days. That although we may say halal on Rosh Chodesh and other times of the year, there's something about the halal which we're going to say on Pesach, that it's the shirayim from the Leil HaSeder. That although we're only saying Chatzi Halal, we want that the Halal which we sing during this time should be one which is Chatzi Halal, which may be only matzah, but we should still be enriched and carrying with us the feelings and the deep hargashas of emunah which we felt at the night of the Seder, that everything which happens from the Ribbono Shel Olam, and I swallow that and I accept that. And I'm willing to say Halal and to thank the Ribbono Shel Olam for that. The Chatzi Halal should be complete halos. And the matzahs which we eat, we should see to it that we have the matzah. Because we're making an investment for the entire year. The Zohar Kodesh says, If matzah is so special and chametz is so bad, why do we eat chametz the whole year round? It should be asur a full year. This is the question that Rabbi Elazar asked Reb Shimon. And Reb Shimon said to him that by eating matzah the whole 7 days, we fortify ourselves and we condition ourselves with the emunah necessary to be able to handle the chametz for the rest of the year. This is not the time to delve into that sugya, but what that means. But what we should know is that if we have Chag HaMatzos Tishmor, if we have 7 days of what's called Chag HaMatzos, the Torah is telling us that the Chag is the Matzah. That there's something simchadik, there's something about the Yontiv, the Chag is defined by the Matzah. And we shouldn't say, oh, it's only a Rishus. I don't wash the rest of the year when I eat my lunch and I have dinner. This is Pesach. Pesach is defined by the matzahs, and we shouldn't abandon the matzahs, and we should know that the matzah is still called the Michlad Hamnusa, it's still the bread of Amuna, it's still the bread of a refuah for these days. And by embracing the matzah, by embracing the halo, the shirayim from that great night of the Leil HaSeder, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help us, that the matzah which we continue to eat should be one which infuses within us an ability to be makabel, be ahava, and be Amuna. The matzahs in our lives and the maris in our lives. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should sweeten all the judgments at this time for each and every one of us as individuals and community and for all of Israel. And to be mamtik and to sweeten everything in such a way that instead of saying Chatzi Halal, Vishivizeicha, Bibi Eskayel Tzedek, to say a Halal Shalem and everything which transpired in our lives and throughout Jewish history, we should see these days soon with the coming of Mashiach Tzidkenu, B'mehar V'meinu Amen.